I got it right near the top as far as original ticket tunes.
I wish I could remember the P1 who did it.
It's pretty great.
Say, did some P1 send it?
Yeah.
Because there's actually a hint mixed into the lyrics.
Yeah.
The song itself helps you.
Yes, it does.
It's perfect. It's perfect.
I don't hear the bed. Is the bed playing?
It is. Very low. Okay. Is that better? There we go.
All right, yes, this is time for Hints from Heloise. It's a syndicated column to help you with your life. It is ripped and read from the Lompoc record off of the internets. By the way, this is my birthday week gift to you, the P1s.
Dude, that's sweet. The classic.
I wanted to get you guys something for my birthday
week.
That's
what you wanted.
Uh-huh. Dear Heloise, we begin with a note from Kelly T. in Uvalde, Texas.
All right.
I've heard that adults shouldn't drink milk. My sister-in-law believes that milk contributes to her allergies. I find this difficult to understand since milk is supposed to be good for us. Is it harmful for adults to drink milk? Heloise writes, Kelly, although milk is a great source of vitamin D, potassium, and calcium, it also contains fat. If a person is lactose intolerant, he or she might experience gastrointestinal distress, bloating, vomiting, or diarrhea. There is a lot of research that addresses the question of whether adults should consume milk after being weaned. If a cow's milk causes problems for you, try soy milk, almond milk, or goat's milk.
There's an easy argument that it's insane that we drink.
That we just hook up pumps to cows and then drink it.
And just because cows or goats, those are okay.
Uh-huh. But nothing else.
It's really bizarre. The stuff that is just so normal in our society and diet specifically that you don't even think about. But why milk?
Right.
Why cows?
Why cows?
Why not dog?
Why not horse?
Probably for volume. You probably get a lot more out of the cow.
But you'll go to jail forever if you eat a dog.
Right.
If you cook grilling
in the United States.
If you're grilling up Fido this summer.
Right.
But a cow, good Lord.
It's just cultural and societal norms. Just centuries of history.
But we're just going to milk cows like crazy. Just.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No.
Do you drink milk regularly?
No, I don't like milk, but I love chocolate milk.
I think I might be lactose intolerant, and I've just fought through it all these years.
Really?
Yeah.
What's better than chocolate milk?
Chocolate milk is great.
It's pretty great.
You know, and the whole the whole nut milk craze.
Like now you
can get almond milk. You can get
peanut,
oat milk, yeah. Soy milk, coconut milk. Did I say that?
I don't know that I've even tried most of those.
Rice coconut milk? Go with
rice
milk.
I mean, in most of those, it's like it's like they grind it up and then they mix it with tons of water. It's really weird. I don't understand it. Because you can't milk an almond, right?
I think if you squeeze an almond hard enough, you can get one drop.
So how many almonds are in
probably
a gallon?
A trillion in one cup.
Just seems not very cost effective to make.
Like if that Russian hydro press guy.
Because you buy like a sack of blue diamonds for $10.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, two servings worth.
But those don't have milk in them.
It's a good point. It's a real good point, Mike. This is a missive from Heloise herself. Dear readers, here are some other uses for a wine rack. Do you have a wine rack that you just don't know what to do with?
Well, it's got wine on it currently, but that may be changing as of today.
You can also use it to store rolled-up magazines and mats.
What the hell?
You can roll guest hand towels and use it as storage in the bathroom.
Okay, I'll actually give you that one.
Or you can put it in your craft closet and use it to store wrapping paper. Okay. Seems like the wrapping paper would be too long and just tip out.
Sticking out three quarters.
Like you can't close the closet
75%.
Door.
You just keep pushing, and then the wrapping paper will bend toward the back. Until
right, and then your wrapping paper is ruined. It has all these creases in it.
I will say, using it for a towel rack, like a vintage wine rack, maybe with like four wine holes, right. in a bathroom. That sounds like kind of a cool, crafty
yeah, and,
way.
And maybe some fake leaves.
Sure.
Like across
yeah, like
the top.
Vines uh-huh. with fake grapes, whatever.
I can't wait to see your place after you redecorate.
Do you have a wine rack?
I don't. I don't drink enough wine. People bring wine, you know, like I'm sure somebody will bring wine to my party today, and then
yeah.
then somebody else at a party 3 years from
we'll
now
drink
will drink it.
Then. I have a, it was in my house when I bought it, so you don't Vivaldi me on this, but I have a wine, like, fridge.
Oh, but can you put beer in it or booze? Will it fit other stuff?
Well, no, because it's all sort of set up for wine. So I have cold white wine and sake in there. But to be honest, I haven't opened the damn thing in over a year because I don't really drink any either of those two regularly.
More Although, wine. Let it flow.
Yeah, you got to have some ready when Vita comes
That's
to
what
visit.
It's there for. My Prosecco.
You got to stock up. Get a case.
Wipe you out, too.
Dear Heloise, writes Karen from St. Joseph, Missouri. I've never had a garage sale, and I don't know what to do. Can you make a few suggestions for the garage sale I plan on having this summer? Heloise writes, Karen, first, see if you need a permit to hold a garage sale. Does anyone ever get a garage sale permit?
Never.
Yeah,
never.
Permit Patty is going to be all over you.
I mean, there are some people, like, especially in certain neighborhoods, they'll have like, a garage sale every weekend.
Yeah.
Like, that's their
business.
And that's business.
Frowned upon.
They have, like, the
that,
neighborhood
yeah.
garage sale.
Yeah, I think if you have a lot of garage sales, then maybe the city will give you a citation.
Have you ever had a garage sale?
Yeah, but I hate them. At this point in my life, when I need to purge stuff, I just donate it. I don't even bother with talking to strangers and haggling. No, this wine rack is a dollar.
I don't think
it's not
haggle.
50 cents.
You just put the sticker on there, and that's it. I had one when I left college. We were all moving out of town. And I had so much, like, some decent stuff, some stereo stuff and whatever. And I worked so hard, and I got it all set up outside, and it was, like, 6 a.m., you know?
Uh-huh.
And, like, right as I'm like, all right, let's start, it starts dumping rain.
And everything got ruined?
Everything got annihilated. I tried to put tarp and towel over it. It all just got annihilated. So I took, like, everything I possessed that I wasn't bringing with me to the dump and just chucked it. Didn't make $1 on the... Did all the work, didn't make $1.
Well, if you ever have one again... Heloise says, make sure everything you're selling is clean and tagged with a price.
See?
Be open to negotiate because an item is only worth what someone will pay for it. Display items attractively in aisles so that people can move around and pick an object. Have someone who is in charge of the money. Make sure you have 10 or 15 single dollars. That way you can make change. Don't forget to put an ad in the newspaper and a sign in front of the house.
That'll do it.
Also, you can mention on social media that you're having your garage sale.
Yeah, use social media. I wish you
put
guys could
put the newspaper first.
Put an ad in the green sheet, and if, then social media.
If no one's witnessed Hints from Heloise Live, at the end of every paragraph, Dave sits up with good posture and tilts his chin up.
What do you think of that?
And he finishes the sentence. What do you think of that hint?
What do you think of that one?
I will turn my head and look at garage sales as I zoom by. And do, like, an ocular pat-down very quickly to see if there's anything
Well, you kind of try and judge by the big items. Does this person have money, and is any of their crap good?
Well, I'm looking for baseball cards or vintage fine art. Because once a year, you see, like, a story of somebody getting rich like that.
Hey, I have three more, and I don't care if we're going to be late. Cat consuming. All right, MJ in Warren, Vermont says, Dear Heloise, my wife complained when I trimmed my beard because I left a mess in the sink. Now I use newspaper spread over the sink and counter. After I trim, I just fold up the newspaper and toss it away.
Okay.
Same works for pubes.
I do this when I trim my beard.
I've done the toilet paper one.
I put towels in my sink.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because my sink was clogged not too long ago, and it's clearly because I'm just shaving my beard or trimming my beard. So I put paper towels in my sink, and then...
And then you wad it up and
yeah,
throw it in the trash.
Throw it away.
And then somebody can sort through your trash and get your DNA.
Fine.
Dear Heloise writes, Ruth in Minnesota, my elbows are clean but dark. I hate it. What can I do to lighten them? Heloise writes, Ruth, first use a loofah or stiff body brush with lots of soap to scrub your elbows in a circular motion while you shower or bathe. But do not break the skin. This is very important. Don't loofah so hard that you break the skin. Next.
This is very important.
I'm glad she included that.
Yeah. Right. Next.
If you see blood, stop.
you see red, do not continue.
You may have loofahed too far in.
Next. Cut a lemon in half and rub on the area for about 5 minutes per elbow. Pat dry and use lotion on your elbows. Repeat as necessary.
Unless you saw blood.
She's demonstrating this woman.
The half lemon.
She has orange halved her. It's like juicing a lemon with your elbow.
Right. She's just nodding. She's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Lemon.
Yeah.
Half lemon.
Totally down with Heloise on that one. All right. And finally, dear readers, writes Heloise, in 1 cup of cubed watermelon, there is only about 40 calories on average, and there is no cholesterol, sodium, or fat, making it a perfect summer treat. Watermelon also contains lycopene, which is an antioxidant that destroys free radicals and reduces inflammation. Watermelons have been cultivated in Egypt for over 5,000 years. The Egyptians drew pictures of watermelons on tomb walls and left the fruit as an offering for the dead. Watermelons are native to Africa and need a hot, sunny area to grow. They usually mature in 85 to 100 days. It's only an old wives' tale that watermelons will grow inside you if you eat the seeds.
Oh, my God.
So, everyone, at your 4th of July picnic, please enjoy watermelon guilt-free, knowing that it's only 40 calories.
You're reporting watermelon.
It contains lycopene.
Okay.
And even if you accidentally eat a seed, you will not grow a watermelon in your tummy.
We don't think.
Probably.
According to Heloise.
Oh, then it's...
And that's hints.
Thank you,
for
Dave.
Everyone. You're
Thank
welcome.
You, Dave. Your birthday
You're so
treat
welcome.
To us. 149 on the ticket.